just when you thought Israel's power was on the wane. The Jewish-owned Fed says it's not going to happen. With four Jews already heading the Fed, Bernanke, Yellen, Raskin, Stein, here comes Stanley Fisher as vice chairman. Fisher just happens to be the recent head of the Bank of Israel, who suddenly resigned last January. Now we know why. His new job is to lay a pipeline at the Fed reaching all the way to the Jewish state of Israel. He's the right man for the job. Not only is Fisher a dual citizen of Israel and America, whose loyalties are obvious, he's well respected throughout the world of Jewish finance and central banking. He's the mentor of Bernanke, Summers, and Mario Draghi, Goldman Sachs' boy at the European Central Bank, teaching his pupils how to gouge the goyim with interest on loans printed out of thin air. It's so easy. Just like trillions of TARP bailout money was sent to Jewish-owned Harley Davidson and countless foreign bodies by the Fed. So now the Jewish state gets first car on the gravy train. Israel will get all the money it needs to buy stocks and bombs to blow up the entire Middle East and take over the world. Our once sovereign nation is a land whose borders reach all the way to Tel Aviv, to which bankrupt Detroit takes a back seat. America has become the dispensable nation. Once the Jews bleed our nation dry, they'll dump us on the ash heap of history. But until then, they've got control of our nation's money, and they care not who makes our laws.